atypique par le pitch, qui est vraiment atypique par sa genèse, la manière dont il a été monté, financé. Mais je pense que les plus placés pour vous en parler, c'est ceux qui ont directement participé au film et qui sont là, ils sont venus de Finlande et d'Allemagne pour nous. Je vous demande d'accueillir Timo Vuorensola, qui est le réalisateur du film, et Julia Dietze, qui est l'actrice principale.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for showing up to the screening of Iron Sky. This is a film, and I will let her talk a little bit more about other stuff, but I just want to give you a little bit of a sort of a framework where this film was born. And originally, the whole idea... Oh, no, you wanted to...
I'm sorry, I told you two sentences.
Oh, sorry.
I'll give you guys a thing. You have to shout halt whenever I go beyond two sentences.
Donc Timo va vous présenter le film qui s'est fait avec une question assez particulière.
I don't know, 10 minutes and you say
I didn't listen.
Anyway, what I wanted to say is this film was originally born like all good things from Finland in a sauna. We were, it's just me and five other guys, we were sitting around and sort of throwing ideas like, what would be the craziest idea for a film?
Alors avec des amis, on s'est demandé qu'est-ce qu'il y a de plus dingue à faire en ce moment aussi.
Anyway, the idea was like, what would be the craziest idea for a film? And a friend of mine said that he had this dream last
night. Un de ses amis lui a dit.
J'ai
fait un rêve.
And the dream was that he was riding a bicycle.
Le rêve était qu'il conduisait un vélo.
And on the back of his bicycle there was Adolf Hitler.
À l'arrière du vélo, il y avait donc Adolf Hitler.
And Adolf Hitler was yapping very angrily to his ear. Something.
Adolf Hitler était en train de crier quelque chose d'absolument fou à ses oreilles.
And then he woke up and he said, I have to make a film about my nazis.
C'est à ce moment-là qu'il s'est réveillé pour dire, il faut qu'on fasse un film sur les nazis.
And really, this is what he told us, and we thought, that's a great idea, let's do it. All together, it took us all together, 6 or 7 years to make this film, so it wasn't like, it didn't happen like that. But that's when we realized that this is a unique and a strange idea that only us Finns can actually do.
Ça a pris 6 ou 7 ans pour que le film se fasse. C'est un long processus, mais c'est à ce moment-là qu'on s'est dit que ce film, il n'y avait que les Finlandais qui pouvaient le faire.
I don't want to talk about... I would like to actually give Julia a chance to tell a little bit more, because one of the most important things about this film is obviously it's a totally different thing in the end, and Julia plays Renate. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about Renate and your experiences during the production of Iron Sky?
Julia va nous parler de son expérience et du personnage d'Iron Sky.
It was very crazy because I had to play a character that grew up on the dark side of the moon, never saw the earth, never saw sunlight.
C'était très compliqué pour moi parce que j'ai dû jouer. Sorry. Parce que j'ai dû jouer un personnage qui a été élevé sur le côté obscur de la lune.
Deuxième génération. And she's totally brainwashed by all these crazy Nazis, and she, for her, National Socialism is equal to humanity, like it stands for humanity. That's the paradox thing in her head. And then when she lands in New York and she finds out what National Socialism really means, so her whole world is cracking apart. And I don't say anything more. And I was directed by this crazy mad bed next to me.
C'est compliqué parce que je ne vais pas vous raconter le cours du film, ce qu'elle vient de faire. Mais grosso modo, elle réalise que uniquement en arrivant sur Terre, à quel point le national-socialisme, pardon,
I don't know what you said, but you had a good reaction. Anyway, so yeah, this was quite a crazy, weird project. A couple of things that made it special. One, 1.2 million of the money that we spent for the film also came from the internet, from our fans. So this was partially crowdfunded film. The whole budget of the film is 8 million euros, but 1.2 million out of that came from donations and sort of fan investments and stuff like that.
1,2 million sur 8 millions d'euros qu'a coûté le film, donc des financements participatifs par internet, donc des internautes qui l'ont cofinancé avec d'autres sources de financement comme des fonds et des producteurs.
The film was shot in Frankfurt, in Germany. All the New York stuff is more or less shot in Frankfurt, Germany. And then we went to Australia when we shot all the studios.
So, you know what, let's do a little Q&A.
I know you haven't seen the film, maybe, no, maybe some of you have, but in case, let's do a couple of questions. I think that was a really good question. In the beginning, I just met somebody out there who was asking, like, how was it to make a film, a comedy about Nazis? Don't go anywhere.
Simon propose de répondre à une ou deux questions. Si dans la salle, je sais qu'il y a peu de gens qui l'ont vu dans la salle. Enfin, si vous voulez réagir, posez une ou deux questions. Je vais vous dire.
Yeah, but how was it to make a comedy about Nazis?
Ou pas.
So, a comedy about Nazis. And I think we both have a bit of a different... She's from Germany, and I'm... From Finland, Finns, you know, we don't give a shit. We should probably a bit more, but our sort of history is a bit on the ruder side in that way, and our sort of comedy understanding of comedy is pretty dark. If you know any particular American films and stuff like that, maybe you want to try.
Simon parle de l'art finlandais de la comédie qui est assez particulier et assez sombre en règle générale.
But yeah.
But, do you want questions or do you want to go on like that?
No, just let me talk. I like my voice. Anyway, I just wanted to answer the question like to us Finns, we had to be taught about sort of the sensibilities of the public. A little bit more than maybe, I don't know, normally Europeans should be. But how about you, as a German, how did you, I mean, you stuck in quite a dangerous zone when you start to portray Nazi.
Question. Sorry. Donc les Finlandais, en tant que Finlandais, on a dû faire attention à ce qu'on disait, on avait une certaine sensibilité sur le sujet. Et Timo pose la question à Julia, de la façon dont un Allemand ou une Allemande, en l'occurrence, peut avoir du film.
Yeah, for like, of course, like when you're raised in Germany, you always have this heavy guilt thing with you, and I have a lot of Jewish friends, so I had to make sure I end up on the right track.
So there's a lourd sentiment de culpabilité en Allemagne quand vous le respectez, et Julia a pas mal d'amis juifs, donc ça pouvait très très vite poser de problème.
And but I found like, for example, if you look at Charlie Chaplin, and he made a lot of fun about the Nazis. And I think it's good to make fun about them because you take the power away from them and if you don't take them serious anymore. And like we are not on, the film was not only against the Nazis, it had also a lot of really bad jokes against the Americans and against all kind of society.
L'idée, c'est évidemment de se moquer des nazis, c'est sans doute le meilleur moyen de leur barrer la route. Et sachez que dans le film, il n'y a pas que de l'antinazisme, il y a quelques blagues sur les Américains notamment. Vous avez des problèmes.
So yeah, we want to be equally rude to each and every country. Some of them get it a little bit worse. I'm sorry for North Koreans. I actually heard that North Koreans actually banned me from some sort of form of...
Et dans tous les pays, on prenne un peu pour leur grappe dans le film, enfin particulièrement les Nord-Coréens.
Now, let's have two questions, then I will let you guys...
Deux questions.
I can't see anybody, sorry.
I would like to know, is there a bad reaction from a conformist magazine in Europe about your movie?
Hold on a second. La question est donc de savoir s'il y a eu des réactions négatives sur les journaux traditionnels.
I can't answer with one word, so I just say, yeah, we've had some interesting reactions to the film all through Europe and press and magazines. Mostly they've been sort of on the positive side, but of course there's always somebody who gets offended.
What do you mean? Not spoiling the movie too much. Considering the end credits, you expect someone to have to stay in Mars?
Let's just say that...
La question avant de savoir, sans raconter la fin du film, forcément ce qui se passe à la fin, est-ce que vous comptez faire le suite de ce qui se passerait sur Mars?
Let's just say that there is nothing in the film that is there for an accident.
I won't translate.
One more question, then I'm going to let you actually watch the film.
Thank you very much, Timo.
Thank you so much. I'll see you guys after the film. Have fun with all this stuff.